Welcome to Christ Church Cathedral on this, the evening of Sunday, August the 23rd, for a service of evening prayer for the 12th Sunday after Pentecost. Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom and healed every infirmity among the people.
Thank you. light and peace in Christ Jesus, our hope. Thanks be to God. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Holy, immortal One, have mercy upon us. Offensive God, refusing our religion of sacrifice and power, find us in our wandering, speak to us in the word of life, liberate our violent hearts, and let us abide with you. Through Jesus Christ, the Holy One of God. Amen.
Oh, come and to mind.
their descendants will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in their house. And their righteousness will last forever. Light shines in the darkness for the upright. The righteous are merciful and full of compassion. It is good for them to be generous in lending and to manage their affairs with justice, for they will never be shaken. The righteous will be kept in everlasting remembrance. They will not be afraid of any rumors. Their heart is right. They put their trust in God. Stands fast forever, they will hold up their head with honor. The wicked will see it and be angry. They will gnash their teeth and pine away. The desires of the wicked will perish. Glory be to the Father. Beginning is now and ever shall be,
Gospel of Mark. Jesus left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages, teaching.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We all know that experts are people who come from more than 50 miles away. Of course, this truism is logically self-defeating. Wherever this expert is from, there is a local community for which they are also still an expert. It is also, however, a self-defeating worldview. The Markan Gospel passage we have read today is the scriptural version of this suspicious worldview. Jesus comes to his hometown of Nazareth, and the people are astounded at his teaching in the synagogue. Like the ecclesia, the called out people, the church, the synagogue is a place to bring together people, to bring them together in a house of prayer, assembly, and study. In this case, in Nazareth, they come together in taking offense and feeding one another's suspicions. Where did this wisdom and power come from? Confused about the source of Jesus' wisdom and power, they either, I think, are taking the view that if it came from here, then didn't we already have it all along, and what do we need him for? And if from elsewhere, isn't what we have good enough? It's not at all clear when we are brought together in such suspicion what credentials and authority would be recognized and honored. Part of the people of Nazareth's and our disordered thinking is a self-loathing. Another point of confusion is one the evangelist puts forth. And he could do no deed of power there, except he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. Wouldn't those he healed think that their healing was a deed of power? This suspicion of difference, this trustlessness, I think comes from and is rooted in a familiarity with our brokenness, a comfort with the known, because the unknown is disturbing and different and distressing. An unknown future calls for change, even if and when it promises to be a better, healthier future. We can change and be changed, but that news is not always heard as good news. religious version of this distrust is a relegation of God and God's presence to an elsewhere. A heaven above the stars, with great barriers and distance between us. A distant and ancient holy place or time. In the Gospel of Mark's telling of Jesus' baptism, it says this: just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. This distanced, enforced barrier between earth and the God who dwells above the heavens is broken down in Jesus' baptism. The barriers are torn apart, so that we can pray on earth as it is in heaven, so that the here and the now are places and times where God in Jesus insists on being present in hometowns and in each present moment until the end of all ages. This is the wisdom of Jesus, of an inbreaking reign of God, which intends wholeness of body, mind, and spirit for all, where they live, where we live, in the here and now. Yes, our healing will present changes, our transformation individually and corporately will lead us into an unknown future. In the gospel passage that we read, it ends with this observation that Jesus is amazed at their unbelief. And it wasn't until I was reflecting on this passage for today that I had taken in that the unbelief is a distrust. Distrust that all will be well. And so we are invited to trust in God that future to which we've been invited will be one in which we are enlightened, empowered, and ennobled. The word of God, which is spoken by the prophet Jesus, is one of the presence, the persistent, unwavering presence of the incarnate Christ. And we are invited in our journey of faith to become familiar with that reality, to set aside our suspicion, our distrust, to be the called out, brought together people who are called out by God and brought together in God. So that our here and now, so that our humanity are all places and times where God's healing and transforming love and presence are making a profound difference in our lives, and that can be received as a blessing indeed, as the good news that God intends it to be. Amen.
We believe in the God who is the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud. We trust in our holy parent who judges and shows mercy. We hope in our Creator, who is faithful to all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in the Jesus who rode in triumph into Jerusalem. We trust in the Messiah who was crucified, died, and was buried. We hope in the living Christ who walked out of the tomb.
We believe in the Holy Spirit, giver of faith and formation. We trust in the breath of life who stirs, sustains, and sanctifies. We believe in our advocate who brings to us and through us the gift of God's peace.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
Gracious God, although we once were strangers, you receive us as friends and draw us home to you. Set your living bread before us, so that we may be strengthened to continue the work your Son has commissioned us to do. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us gather our prayers and praises into one and pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Bless the Lord. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.